Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I've been playing this game. It's super fun. It's addicting. It's a mobile puzzle game called Best Fiends. And Best Fiends, you solve puzzles and collect tons of cute characters that you level up to defeat the slugs. Best Fiends updates the game all the time. There's always something new and exciting to try. Play by yourself or connect with your friends or family. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. Best Fiends. Like friends without the R. Best Fiends. Trust me, you'll be addicted too.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Got like a minute because I'm flying out of here and going to Canada. But there's not a long one. Let me say yesterday was highly critically loved, the post-show pre-show with everybody trying the countdown. Got a lot of tweets about yesterday's pre-show.
Good.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Amy's been sick all morning.
Yeah, Bobby's been irritated with me because I'm sick, which is totally understandable.
How long have we worked together?
But I didn't even know I was sick. I didn't go to bed sick. I didn't wake up sick. I just got here and started coughing.
So all of a sudden, you got sick in the building?
That's weird, right?
The cough's pretty dirty, too.
Yeah, it's dirty cough.
Yeah, but like
it's
normally,
like she's been working in the asbestos mill.
Okay.
That's it.
If you have dirty cough, sometimes it wakes you up. Like, I didn't have any of that. I just woke up normal day.
And no exercising.
Okay.
No cardio.
Okay.
If you want to get in some bench press, go for it. No cardio today.
Okay.
We got to make this one quick. We got to get to the show because I have to go. But I want to say thank you. And here is today's show, Wednesday, May 9th. And hopefully we have a show on tomorrow because we've never broadcast from another country before. So thank you very much. And the show starts now.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Yeah. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go over and talk to Joshua in Rochester, New York. Hey, Joshua. Welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
Good, bud. What are you up to?
Just basically loading my truck up for a day of work.
Yeah, what you do?
I work for a landscaping company for my father.
So, you do that all day, but you're going to head off to boot camp. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
When are you leaving?
In 3 days from now.
Woo! Wow. How are you feeling about that?
Well, I'm excited. You know, I feel like as a 19-year-old male, I just feel like it's, you know, a duty that I should do, basically, in this world, in the crazy world we live in today.
Look at this guy right here. Wait, so how do you feel about boot camp? Have you been getting yourself in shape?
Yeah, I mean, during high school, I was a three-sport athlete. I played football, baseball, basketball. So, I mean, I was always training in high school, so it's only been a year since I graduated, and I've been running at the gym all the time, and basically all the time working outside with all this landscaping, I get one heck of a workout. So yeah, it's gonna be nuts, but I always push myself through.
Have you talked to people who've been through boot camp to kind of get an idea of what it's gonna be like for you?
Yeah, actually, a lot of my buddies and people I grew up with are actually were in the Marines, so I always asked them how their boot camp was, and they said it was just nuts. So, and I got a few buddies that are in the Army, too, from high school. I've been calling them up. One of my buddies is in Germany right now, actually.
Man, you got a lot of courage. Like, I'm a weenie boy, and I get to be a weenie boy because of guys like you that decide to go in and serve and protect us. I appreciate what you're about to do. I'm nervous for you, though, man. Woo! Woo!
Yeah,
you can get on that bus. I've seen the movies. I know what happens. You get on a bus, and they all yell at you.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah. You get on the bus. They're like, hey, buddy. And you get on the bus, and also like, you rotten maggot.
And you have to say, like, yes, drill sergeant.
Yes, I am a rotten maggot. Yes. Wow. You ready for that, Joshua?
Yeah, actually, I am. My dad was a big yeller growing up, and he was a very strict man, so I don't think I'll really have too much of an issue, but, you know, hopefully no one's listening to this. You know,
I heard you on the radio, Joshua! Oh, man. Well, listen.
He sounds prepared.
From all of us, first of all, thank you for what you're about to do, because without you doing that, we definitely do not get to do this. So I appreciate you calling, appreciate you listening, and whenever you get out, like, for a break, or you can call us back and update us.
All right, awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Have a good day at work today. And get your mind right.
Enjoy the next 3 days.
Carb up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carbo load. All right, buddy. That's Joshua. Does your husband ever talk about boot camp?
No, he doesn't. Mm-mm. He talks about being a cadet at the Air Force Academy. Like, his freshman year there was pretty brutal. Like, he had no life. And, like, everybody above you was higher ranking. Like, you, like, when they would eat, they'd be in the chow hall, and you could only take 7 chews. And if you chewed past seven chews, no matter what you were doing, and they would count. And if you would ever take a too big of a bite and you couldn't finish it in 7 chews, you had to, like, I don't know, do 500 push-ups or something ridiculous. Whatever.
So could you take all the bites you wanted, but just only 7 chews?
Yeah, you better not take. Sometimes he would put something in his mouth, and it'd be bigger than he wanted, and he was like, oh, shoot. And he'd start chewing and chewing, and then he would just swallow like a huge gulp because he didn't want to have to get in trouble. But it was things like that, and they had to wear a uniform everywhere they went, didn't have a car.
Interesting.
Pretty sure they marched everywhere, got yelled at all the time.
Oh. Very close to what we do here every morning.
Yeah. Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
In Austin, Texas, an eighth grader built a website to match people up with shelter dogs they can adopt.
Wow.
It's like Bumble for dogs.
Huh.
Yeah. Aiden Horwitz created a website that tells users at Austin Pets Alive if the dog could be right for them. Pet owners can fill out a survey about their lives, the size of their home, the amount of barking they can tolerate, how long a future pooch might be home alone each day.
That's nice.
And then they get a score. The score matches the user to a category of dog that might be right for them. And so, Austin Pets Alive and this kid, Aiden Horwitz. The website's kind of weird. It's dog do. Okay, got it. Dog do or dog don't.org.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of words there. All right. Dog do or dog don't.org. So, to Aiden, that's cool. I see you. And now over to Ray.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in Hawaii. Two new locations have opened up on that erupting volcano. More lava, deadly gas. Officials are asking some residents who have already returned home to evacuate again. At Disneyland in California, we're now seeing the video of a man who had to be tackled by officers after he punched an elderly security officer. Luckily, nobody was seriously injured, and that guy's most likely going to be banned for life. And finally, in weather news, the heat wave continues. Phoenix, Vegas, still in the hundreds. The rest of the country, it's going to be really hot as well, 80s and 90s.
Eddie and Lunchbox have been fighting about this for 5 days now.
Yeah.
We brought it up on the show yesterday. Is it a button-up or a button-down shirt? It's pretty torn. Jacob.
Hey.
What'd you think about this? You got a shirt on. You put your arms in it. There's buttons all down the front of it. Do you refer to it as a button-up or a button-down?
Definitely a button-up, because a button-down would be if, like, it's like a fancier shirt you wear with, like, a suit.
But those type shirts are the same thing to me. Here's my only point about all of this. There isn't a right answer. There just isn't, except for mine, button-up.
Yeah,
that's the one that I would go with.
I say whatever the listeners decide as a whole is the right answer.
Yeah, well, it's leaning toward
button-up. Which button
is
button-down. Oh. No, it's not. Hey, Beth, Charleston. How you doing, Beth? Oh, man.
Oh, she's on the phone.
Yeah. There she is. Hey, Beth in Charleston.
It's button down.
Beth.
Let her talk, Eddie.
Oh, sorry,
Go ahead, Beth. Wrong. Go ahead.
The collar actually buttons down.
But don't you end with the collar as if you're buttoning up? Like, don't you finish with the collar? You talk about whenever you're going up or down. But don't you finish with the collar? Isn't it the last thing
that you do?
If
you're
going
to button the collar, it's the last thing you do.
Really want to get technical? I start in the middle, so.
It's a button middle. Great.
Oh, great. Now we're...
Great.
But I mean, it's button down.
Well, that's the big debate. Is it a button up or button down? Yes.
It's sort of like with behavior. You button up your behavior. You don't button it down.
Well, that was my...
I'm just saying.
Reasoning,
like,
with, it's a term that we use.
Okay.
You button something up.
It's button up, folks. Come on.
And you dress up.
Yeah, you don't dress down.
And when you put your shirt on, you button down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is the dumbest thing we've ever talked about for an extended period of time, ever. Raymond, how are you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah? What time do you get here in the morning?
Midnight.
What?
Crazy.
So crazy.
Technically, but that is morning.
I know. I mean, I know that that's the answer. Every time he says it, I still freak out.
So what do you do at midnight for the show?
I'm eating breakfast. I usually have like 10 emails that come through, knock those out. And then a bunch of stations throughout the country need specific requests for their shows. So I have to go and send and liner it up for you so you can record the liners.
So you get here at midnight for that? Do you need to get here at midnight?
No, I just did that so that I will never oversleep. Even if I overslept, the latest I would wake up is probably 2 a.m. So I would never be late for the show. In the history of my tenure on the show, I will never be late because of that.
Huh. I should just come in yesterday then for today.
I love that.
Yeah, smart.
I mean, listen, I like that. It's very neuroses-based. I've developed my life system based on neuroses as well. But you've never been late. I give you that much.
There you go.
But your lifestyle has to just be
garbage, he goes to bed
right?
At like
it really
4
doesn't.
PM.
I like it. My voice is always good. It's not like lunchboxes where he has to clear his throat for an hour.
Well, he does that, right? He comes in some mornings, he's like, ugh. Like, we've been doing this 15 years now.
I can't help it. Sometimes
you can't help it.
No. Sometimes allergies get me and I lose my voice, my vocal cords, because I'm out yelling or partying or whatever.
I'm out yelling.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, Raymond, appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah.
By the time we finish the show, he's exhausted.
Yeah.
It's 10, 11 o'clock. He's been here for 10 hours. That's crazy. Let's go to Corey in Louisville. Hey, dude.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good. Just dropped my kid off to school.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty uneventful. I guess that's probably a good drop-off if it's completely uneventful, right?
Yeah, he's pretty quiet.
Yeah. Well, so, cool. Well, what can I do for you, man? I appreciate you calling.
I just want to say hi to you guys. And actually, I'm calling from Louisville, Kentucky. I did not go to the Derby, by the way. And I think you guys are, you're new as of this week. So this is my first time, listening to you guys.
Oh, brand new listener.
Wow. Cool. Wow.
Listening on WAMZ in Louisville. Hey, will you tell everyone here on the show how to say Louisville? Because I say Louisville. Because I feel like I know a lot about Louisville.
Yeah, you're smart.
But what is it?
I usually just say Louisville. Louisville.
You say the E? Louisville?
Louisville.
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 So it's like almost like Louisville. Like people say Louisville all the time.
That's why I say Louisville.
I say Louisville.
Okay, well, I guess
like Louisville.
Louisville.
Okay.
All right, how long you live in Louisville?
I've been here since I was 6, went back to San Diego after high school, and had a really deep California accent for a little while, and then I just came back and it was gone.
What's a California accent? Just saying the word dude? Hey, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I think Jake Owen has a California accent.
Cowabunga. Yeah, stuff like that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, Corey, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling.
Hey, love you guys.
All right, see you later, boy. And by the way, the other big debate is, other than Louisville and Louisville, is button-up shirt or button-down shirt. Hey, Jenny in Dover, Arkansas. Hi. What's happening here? Hello, you're on the air. Jenny in Dover, Arkansas.
Well, good morning.
Good morning to you. What's going on?
First, can I give a shout-out for Teacher Appreciation Week?
Sure. How about that? Are you a teacher?
Yes. I am a teacher, but I also have 5 children, so I appreciate all the teachers who have helped them through all the years.
Well,
I think it's a very important week.
We appreciate you.
Well, thanks. I call it a button-up shirt, but it doesn't have to literally mean you're buttoning it up. It's kind of like in the South where you say, hey, do you want a Coke? And they're like, yeah, bring me a Dr. Pepper or bring me a Sprite. It's just, but if you think about it, you like all I've ever seen is people, they start buttoning the shirt in the middle, and they button it down. And then from the middle up, they button it up.
You know, that's true, too. Amen mentioned a button middle.
Yeah, I did.
But again, it looks like button up is the overwhelming favorite. It's just starting to fall that way.
Man, that's just not what comes out of my mouth.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, folks.
That means we're going to have to start calling it that, Amy.
No, I'm not changing.
A button up shirt. Yeah, it's for sure a button up shirt.
Yeah, it's a button up shirt.
It's for sure. I was kind of like, everybody can pick their own style. This is Earth. You know, we pick our own. Nope, it's a button up.
No, it's not.
Oh, wow.
Committed. Okay. Yeah. I'm committed to that now.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
The 2018 CMT Music Awards nominees were announced yesterday. Carrie Underwood, Florida Georgia Line, and Jason Aldean lead the pack with 4 nominations each. And heads up, you have until midnight of June 4th to vote. The show airs June 6th. So Katy Perry and Taylor Swift, their friendship is apparently on the mend. Katy sent Taylor an actual little olive branch with a note apologizing for something, and Taylor said it meant so much to her. I'm Amy, that's your 30 Second Skinny.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
So at 6 months old, a puppy was just left abandoned. Probably had no clue what was going to happen with his life. But luckily, someone picked him up and he was able to join a rescue group of dogs. And now his name is Dino. And he goes out to help save people. He's been on 11 searches so far for missing persons. And his nose has led to the clues that have rescued all 11 people.
Now look at that.
Yeah.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Richmond, Indiana. A man was waiting in the drive-thru at McDonald's when he felt like the car in front of him was taking too long because he was digging for change, trying to count out the exact change. So the guy pulled out a gun and fired a shot at the car in front of him.
Oh, man. Just a shot in the air over the top of them?
Yeah, didn't hit him. Just a warning shot, like, hurry up in the drive-thru. I want my breakfast.
Wow. Oh, man. So he goes to jail, huh?
Yeah, he got arrested. Didn't get his breakfast. I'm Lunchbox.
And he didn't get his breakfast?
No, he didn't get
Wow, that's scary. Someone's just pulling out guns. I kind of guess it's a guy.
It's a guy.
Obviously an idiot. With a gun.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
All right, we're going to do a Never Gonna Get It right now. We'll go around the room. If nobody gets it, we'll take a caller. According to this survey, the average parent will have 15 of these a day. Now, we got a couple parents on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Amy's got 2 kids. Eddie's got 2 kids. Mm-hmm. Lunchbox is about to be a dad. So, yep. The average parent will have 15 of these a day.
What?
Now, as you think about it, our number is 877-77-BOBBY, because it doesn't seem like these guys are going to get it. 877-77-BOBBY. The average parent has 15 of these a day. Let's go over to Amy. Amy.
Nose. No. No.
Do you tell your kids no a lot?
No. We try to eliminate no, but I'm just guessing for other parents. But with my kids, we try to never say no. We find another way to say it.
So if they say, I want candy.
Oh, well, maybe we can talk about having that later. Not right now. Just no.
I want to go outside and ride the bike.
Oh, well, let's go check the weather. Is it okay to ride a bike right now?
It is. It's 80 degrees.
How about, have you done your homework? If the answer has to be no, I find a way to say we're going to do that later. We don't say no.
I should do that with you guys.
Wow, that's tough.
Huh.
Yeah. Eddie, it's not no's, by the way. Eddie.
Okay, I got it.
What is it?
It's something you have to spill up, like cleanup stuff.
According to a recent survey, the average parent will have 15. You say cleanups
a
day.
Yep. Come on, hit the bell.
Show me cleanups.
Hit the bell.
Oh, I thought that was it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Quiet minutes alone.
15 minutes alone.
Quiet minutes alone.
Yep.
That's a lot. It.
It's kind of close.
What?
Really?
What do you think? 15... Is that close enough to give it to him?
Same thing.
Oh.
It's not the exact. Yeah, okay, it's close.
What does the paper say?
It's minutes of free time.
Okay.
Yeah!
There, yeah.
Look at this guy.
Yeah!
Already the best parent in the room.
All I do is win.
Look at this guy.
No matter
parent
what.
Of the year.
There he goes. Wow.
And they stay there. And they stay there.
And they stay there.
Look at this guy.
Baby Box is lucky to have such a good dad.
Are you reading books?
Nope.
How about parents? You're not reading any parenting books at all?
Nope.
Are you reading websites or anything?
Nope. My wife bought 2 books. She's been reading them. I haven't.
Oh, so are you gonna?
No, I feel like I know what I'm doing.
You just nailed tell me something, or whatever that is. Never gonna get
Never gonna get it?
Yeah. Oh, he's gonna get way more than 15 minutes alone, I think.
Oh, lunchbox for sure.
Are you gonna wake up at night with your kid?
Probably not. Because hopefully she'll be breastfeeding, so she'll have to do the feeding.
So if the baby's crying, you don't get up with your wife?
No, why would I get up with her? Why should both of us get no sleep? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, you rotate. No,
if she's breastfeeding.
What if she has the breast milk in the bottle and you need to get up and
do something? Oh, yeah, then I can do that.
Do you think you'll get up and do that?
If I need to, yes. But I get up so early anyway. I'm going to be going to work. She'll have to handle that probably because the baby will get up probably about 4 a.m., so sorry.
The baby's just going to happen to get up when you get up.
Yep.
And you got to go, so.
And baby's in August.
August 29th.
And it's the size of what vegetable?
A spaghetti squash.
There we go. Right now, it's the size of a little spaghetti squash. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There's a couple in New York, and they lied last year about their son having cancer. And so they raised a bunch of money, thousands of dollars. They even got a visit with the Syracuse University football team. So Syracuse.com reported they faked the story of their son having Hodgkin lymphoma. GoFundMe, the whole thing happens. And so now they're busted, and what do you do with them? Because I don't know that it's against the law to just lie, and it's a GoFundMe, so it's not a government page. Anyone can donate. So what do you do with someone like that? You don't put them in jail. Do you put them in a... This is what I was thinking. You remember how David Blaine just put those boxes downtown?
Oh, you're going to put them on display?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You put them in a big plastic, like, clear box. You got to put air holes in it like you would a hamster in the shoebox.
So they don't die.
Yeah, of course. You put them in the middle of the town, and then you put them there for, like, 4 days. They get food. They got a little toilet.
Sounds like a weird TV show.
But that's it. Because probably pay the money back. I don't know the rules of a GoFundMe that you just put on the internet. Can you legally lie on a GoFundMe?
Because it's up to other people's discretion whether or not they want to donate.
And if other people they don't research it and they just give it.
Just like anything you give to, you can vet it properly or you can trust it.
I'm a fantastic judge, right? I would say, okay, hear ye, build the clear box, put them in the clear box. And everyone come and look at them. Back in the days, they used to do that thing where they put your head in the arms.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of town.
That was cool. Yeah,
square.
Cut your head.
That's what I would do. No, that's a guillotine.
Oh, okay.
This was just they just held you there.
For people just to see you?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I would do with them.
For 4 days?
For 4 days. Yeah, more than 3, less than 5.
Sounds good.
Not a full work week, you know?
It's not bad.
Let them get back on Friday, try to catch up. You don't want to pay. I was so surprised that more people didn't agree with me yesterday about the dad paying child support for the baby. Because it was... They did IVF. The dad had donated sperm. The mother had donated the eggs. Well, then they got divorced. But then the woman lied and forged his signature, took the sperm, made a baby. Mm. So, well, all of a sudden, she doesn't have the most money. She got a baby. And the judge goes, ooh, you got to pay child support. Now, I think it's terrible for the guy, too, to have to pay child support. But one of the two things is going to happen. Either she's not going to have enough money for the baby to survive and thrive, or he has to pay child support. And it's who do you want to suffer the most? And you don't want the baby to suffer. So the guy just out of, it's a bad situation for everyone, has to pay child support. The fact that, this is why only a few of us can be good judges. Because I had to take myself out of the situation. Because as a man, you go, come on, I donated my sperm. I didn't clear it to be used for a baby. Now it's used for a baby. Now I'm supposed to pay child support. Well, is it your baby? Like, is it your DNA? Yep, it is. Now, if you don't pay child support, the baby goes without. So would you like that to happen? Well, no, I wouldn't. So the baby has to get your child support.
Ugh.
And most people didn't agree with me. But they don't look past third level. I'm up here on level 8.
Yeah. They're still back there in 2.
Yeah, you're just so far ahead of us.
Yeah.
So advanced.
That's right. That's why I would be a good judge.
I mean, that's why you put that family in the square.
That's right. It's great ideas like that.
That's what you should do with that woman.
The woman
that made the baby.
On display too?
Put her in a glass.
I think that I might do that with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I put you guys in display.
What did we do?
I don't know, but
I just
want to put people on display.
Them.
Yeah, yeah. All right. There was that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Over to Brianna in Texas. Hey.
Hi, Bobby. I had a question for Amy. With her diet being vegan, how is she adjusting with her kids? Does she make two separate meals? Do they kind of follow her meal plan?
Yeah, that's a good question. So Amy has two kids. They've been in the U.S. 3 months now? 4 months?
Four.
Yeah, they're 11 and 7. Now, Amy's always been, no microwave. I only eat things growing in my backyard.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I'm not 100% vegan, but we do eat differently. My husband, my kids. So, yes, there's lots of meal prep happening and totally different meals happening as well, which isn't great. But my kids love hot chicken, rice, and spicy beans.
You know what? That's a thing, though. They ate that at home.
Yeah, and that's what's familiar.
I never thought about how you wanted to also keep it familiar for them.
Yeah.
Are you transitioning them?
Like last night, legit, they had hot chicken, rice, and beans.
Man, they eat better than I am.
And I had a salad. And then my husband will always eat the same vegetables as me in salad, and then we'll just make like a fish or a meat for him, which doesn't take long. And I'm trying to sneak in vegetables with the kids, but it's only been 4 months. They're not used to it, so we're just taking it slow.
Right now, it's just Skittles, right? It's Skittles, hot chicken and Skittles.
Yeah, or pizza. They love pizza. So trying to work my, like, we make lasagna, but I call it pizza casserole. Because as long as it's got pizza in the title, they're like, oh, okay, this is pizza. Mm-hmm.
How about that, Brianna?
That sounds good. We just started a new keto diet, but my kids are trying to adjust to when I go to the grocery store, I buy certain things. But then I have to remember that they're not on this diet with me. They're just kids.
Right.
But they're just kids. They'll be on whatever diet you make them is what I say.
Well, yeah, my daughter, she'll just, if she doesn't like whatever's made, she just won't eat. And I started asking her, you know, you came from an orphanage where you didn't have options. I said, what? Because I was frustrated. And I said, what did you do at the orphanage when you didn't like what you were served? She said, I just wouldn't eat. I said, okay, well, then that's how it's going to be here. And she seems to be surviving just fine.
Do you ever say to her, how about that?
How about that?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to start. Nice. I need to have that like on like a button I can press in my house where
no
I'm just like, how about
you.
That, kids?
How about that?
How about that?
Hey. Brianna, thank you.
No, thank you.
Appreciate you listening to the show and for calling in. Amy said that her son, for the first time ever, said that he loved her.
Yeah.
How about that? That's a big moment.
It's a big
deal.
Yeah,
it was big. My husband caught it. I caught it. We both looked at each other. He's like, has that ever happened to you? I said, nope.
Wait, so what happened? What was the pre leading into that?
The pre was, what were we doing? The pre was just, I didn't know if it was before bed. I say it every night before bed. Nothing.
To them.
To them. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been said since it's only been once. Like even last night, I put him to bed and I said, good night. And my daughter put the covers over her head. She goes, goodbye. And I said, but I said, good night. I love you. Goodbye. See you tomorrow. And they put the covers over their head. I'm like, okay, fine. But I just said, yeah, my husband and I were there. And I just said, I love you. I'm proud of you. He had done something. I said, I love you. And he goes, I love you too, Mom. And I was like, what?
Did you cry?
He's the younger one. I didn't cry. I mean, I got emotional. Like it was, I just felt really warm and fuzzy inside. I think when my daughter says it, I'll probably have a meltdown.
The difference being?
The difference being she's got more walls up. She's older. He's younger. I'm like, you know, he is still learning what this whole family love thing looks like. But, you know, when you're a kid, maybe is he just, does he really feel the love? I feel like when she says it, it's going to be coming from the heart of like, I really mean this, if that makes sense.
I feel like she goes to bed like I leave the studio. Goodbye. But secretly.
See you tomorrow.
In my heart, I'm like, I really enjoy you guys. It's been a great day. Really, you know, it's, I care for you. But outside, I just pull the cover over my head and go, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
When we flew back to Nashville from Austin and we were in the airport, she held my hand from like gate to luggage. And that's the first time she's done that since we moved here. She'll hold other people's hands, like all my girlfriends and anybody else. So that was really special. Because I was like, what is happening? And I just tried to play it cool. I was like holding it, but I was sort of geeking out inside. I was like, she's holding my hand. She's holding my hand. But I just like let it happen. And then I didn't try to make a big deal to her about it.
Oh, but you can't.
I can't.
You can't.
I know.
Because it's got to be comfortable. As someone who has trouble sharing real life emotion.
Yeah.
If someone makes a big deal about me sharing real life emotion, I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Like I totally get it. Because I told you I was talking about my will. And one of my ex-girlfriends had texted me and said, hey, and I thought, you know what? I want to be vulnerable here for a second and say, yeah, it really bothers me that I don't really have anyone to share, you know, that's like my own person. And I did feel like I was making myself a bit more vulnerable than I ever do. And the response back to me was, well, that's because you do it to yourself. And I'm like, all right, I'm done. I'm out. You can't make a deal about it. You just have to say, that's right, mm-hmm. and move on.
I wanted to be like, wow, you're holding my hand. This is weird. You never hold my hand.
But, no, because then she'll never do it again.
I know.
That's what I told Nettie's hand. He said to me once.
Yeah, we same thing. Yeah, exact
I
scenario.
I just enjoyed the moment, but I won't forget it. Like walking through the Nashville airport, just holding my hand.
Are you guys having better days?
Yes.
Like the ratio of good days to struggle days?
Yes. Yeah, totally. I think if there's any acting up, it's because they're just tired or there's something else going on. We're getting over a hump. And I know it'll be a roller coaster still, but we are way over the hump of when they first got here and things were just, oh, they were brutal. But
do they miss the orphanage?
They do. They do. But they don't bring it up near as much as they used to. It used to be like, we want to go to Haiti. Like we'd just be driving in the back of the car going somewhere. And they're like, where are we going? And we'd say, we're going over to a friend's house. We don't want to go there. Take us to Haiti.
Oh, wow.
I'd be like, okay, well, this is a little different. We're in the car right now. Got to get on an airplane to go to Haiti. We can't take you there. I mean, they would say, make other comments. And that's when they would talk in Creole back and forth. We know what they were saying. That stuff has stopped. They don't talk behind our backs in Creole anymore.
They don't.
No. No, we have, I mean, it's been, I don't want to like jinx anything. Not even that I believe in jinx.
Did you do drum roll on fake wood?
Yeah. Is this fake wood? Shoot, I need real wood.
I mean, I like the idea of that.
I don't believe in knocking on wood, but I just don't want to. I still do it anyways because it's just been so great that, you know, I'm kind of waiting for the next, like, what's to come.
I would say I don't subscribe to that, but I do. That's how I live my life.
Yeah.
Like, that's too good. Wonder what's up next.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Man, Jim Johnson's been working at the same grocery store for the last 30 years, so he knows a lot of the customers. Well, about a year ago, his car engine blew up and he couldn't afford to fix it. So he bought a bicycle, rode it to work every single day. One of his shifts, someone steals the bike.
Oh, man.
And so one of the regulars found out about this, started a GoFundMe page and raised money so they could buy him a used car so he doesn't have to walk to work.
They didn't buy him a bike. They bought him a car.
They bought him a car.
That's
they said,
amazing.
Oh, you know what? Your bicycle's gone. Don't worry about it. You're going to get four wheels instead of two.
How about that?
And he said, beep, beep, on my way to work.
There you go. How about that?
How about that?
How about that? Aaron in Tennessee, good morning to you.
Hi.
Glad you called. What's going on?
So my question is, if you're out in public, like say at a restaurant, for example, this happened to us, I think last week or the week before. Time runs together when you're a parent. So we're out eating at a Mexican restaurant and we see Trace Adkins.
Okay.
Would you go up to him? Because we were like sitting like right beside him waiting on a table. So my son is obsessed with him. Would you go up to him and ask for a picture or would you just leave him alone? My husband said to leave him alone, but I didn't know what to do.
So it just depends. If he's sitting at the table in the process of eating, I would leave him alone for then. Now, you can wait till he's done and then approach him, meaning when he gets up from the table.
Yeah.
If someone's with their kids or someone's eating or they're ordering, like that's a pretty safe space for a celebrity. Now, they know the rules of the game. They wanted to be famous, so whatever happens, happens. But I've found that through my friends that they love when people come up and say, I'm a huge fan. And I always think if you're a huge fan of someone, tell them. But the two places that you really shouldn't are when they're eating or with their kids. So I don't think you should have went up to the table. But if it was really important to you to meet him, you could have waited till after he's finished. If you had that time and got a picture then. I don't think he would have minded then. But I think you made the right call if he's sitting at dinner not to bother him.
Well, we were like, so we were sitting waiting on the table, like in the front of the restaurant. We were sitting like we're literally like almost touching elbows.
Wait, so he wasn't at the dinner table yet?
No.
Oh, you totally could have. You totally could have.
See?
Yeah.
I was like,
you totally could have. As long as they're not. Now, if he were sitting at the dinner table, even with no food yet, but he's sitting at his own table, his own space, I don't think I would. But if you're why is he waiting for a table too, by the way?
Okay, so first of all, this is like, okay, so obviously, I'm like, I walk in and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's Trace Adkins. And we've seen him before, but I didn't approach him because he was eating at that point at a different place. So my son, he's 4, and he plays T-ball, and he is obsessed with the Swing Batter Batter Swing song. So I told my son, I said, do you know who that is? And he said, no. And I said, that's Trace Adkins. And he said, and of course Trace was, I mean, he was right beside us. And he looked over, and I said, that's Trace Adkins. And he said, why aren't you in the radio anymore?
Yeah, that's what people ask me,
oh,
too.
Man. Oh, man.
Why are you outside of the little box? That's yes, gross. Listen, I think you, yeah, you could have asked for a picture.
See,
yeah,
like,
you could
now
have.
I'm like, darn.
Yeah, you could have. But that's the rule, generally, eating your kids. One time I was at a urinal. You don't know the problem, because you have to stand up when you pee.
Yeah.
But where I'm at this urinal, and I'm peeing, doing my thing, you know, losing some hydration out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the dude in the poopy stall next to me with the door comes up over the top of it and looks down and goes, hey, you buy bones?
Really?
Yeah. Looks right down at my pee-pee.
Did you take a picture with him?
Not right then.
No,
I did
selfie?
Later on. I did later. But I thought, yeah, that's a spot, too. That would make me feel good. Thank you, Aaron, for your call. I appreciate that. Sorry that you're disappointed in yourself.
No, it's okay. It ended up being cool. They did have to wait long on a table, and I think they actually ended up taking them off the books or something, and I was like, you guys can share our table.
Oh, how about that? What if that would have happened? All of a sudden, you eat dinner with Trey. He's like, hey, pass me the mustard. How about that?
She may run into him again if she's already run into him twice.
Yeah, may live in your neighborhood. Hey, thank you, Aaron. Have a great morning. Over to Amy now. It's Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Kelsey Ballerini announced the CMT Award nominations. Got Carrie Underwood, Jason Aldean, Florida Georgia Line leading. They all have 4 nominations each. And just a reminder that this is a fan-voted show, so you've got until June 4th to vote for your favorite artist at CMT.com. And then shout out Little Big Town, because they're going to be hosting, so I think that's awesome. Did you see that The Rock is getting paid $1 million to promote his next movie on Instagram?
No, is it a full campaign or one post?
No, it's a full campaign. It's a little different because Kylie Jenner, she's...
Like it matters. That's still a ridiculous amount of money.
It's ridiculous.
And I'm like, well, let's break this down and see. No, it's ridiculous. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, no. So Kylie Jenner, to be specific, one post. Like if she just does one post, she gets $1 million. Well, The Rock, he's got like 1 million followers, so... yeah, it's a campaign for the movie, but he'll get paid $1 million just for social media.
I bet he has more than 1 million followers.
He has 105 million. I just checked.
105
wow.
million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You said 1 million followers.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a big difference.
Sorry, thank you for clarifying.
It's easy to go, I can't believe they get paid $1 million to just post. They have an audience that watches their post. It's the same thing as buying a TV commercial, like during the Super Bowl. It's the same thing.
Correct.
All you're trying to do is pay money to get eyeballs. How many eyeballs can you deliver?
Yeah.
And that's why you make the money. It's easy to go, well, I can pay me $1 million. Yeah, nobody cares what you're posting.
True.
Nobody cares what I post, really.
Yeah. So, I looked at some of my, insights?
Yeah.
You know, and you can see when people are watching your story, if they tap to the next story real quick, it's like they're moving on. And man, I had a lot of taps.
Yeah, but I think we're in the mode now, too. We just tap.
Sure.
Like, we see what we want to see. We're even ADD to watching a 12-second video.
True, because yep. I was like, golly, yeah, the video's not that long. You could have heard me out. I don't post that many.
The taps aren't bad. The swipe aways are the bad.
Oh, really?
Because that means they're done with your story. They're just going to the next.
Oh, yeah. They're done with you. Oh, I'm scared to check that one.
I obsess over it. I even look at who's looking at my Insta stories.
Oh,
that's
really?
Fun. Yeah, that's fun.
I do that, too. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I wanted to tell you about this new puzzle game that I've been playing called Best Fiends. Yeah, you heard me right. Best Fiends. I'm loving it. I think you will, too. I've been pulling up my phone whenever I have downtime, traveling. Listen, everybody on the show is playing it, and we are not alone because 80 million other people have also downloaded Best Fiends. In Best Fiends, you solve puzzles. You collect tons of characters. Just try it, and you'll see what I mean. Play by yourself or connect with friends or family to compete. They update the game all the time, so there's always something new and fun to try. Best Fiends is not like any other puzzle game. You have to check it out for yourself. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. That's Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S, as in friends, but without the R. It's called Best Fiends. It's a puzzle game that I've been playing. Like when I travel, I'm on an airplane, or if I'm sitting around waiting between meetings, like it's a game I pull up. Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. It's like friends, but without the R. Check that out.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Yeah. Bobby.
Hey, we have to do Lunchbox Guesses Weight because I said we were going to. There's a bit of setup here in that if you're new to the show, Lunchbox has this weird talent where he can talk to people on the phone and guess their weight within 5 pounds just by talking to them on the phone. So I'll encourage you to get on 877-77-BOBBY. We'll only do a few, and usually he nails them.
It's pretty quite amazing.
Doing it for years.
Yeah.
Still don't get it. But Lunchbox will guess your weight just by talking to you on the phone. You don't even have to call. I would just encourage you hang around and listen to this. It's nuts. First, the Morning Corny with Aim. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
Why did the octopus beat the shark in a fight?
Why did the octopus beat the shark in a fight?
Because he was well armed.
The octopus had a bunch of arms. Well armed.
Got it.
There you go.
That was the Morning Corny.
There we go. Thank you. Lunchbox is standing up.
Woo!
You getting loose?
Yeah. Stretching those shoulders.
The guy can talk to you and name your weight within 5 pounds. Just like a circus performer. Okay, let's go over to Katie in Virginia. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Have we ever met before?
No.
Okay, so it's not like we've been hanging out. Did we tell you to call?
No.
That's right, we didn't. Have you ever met Lunchbox? Did you ever date him back in your crazier days?
Man, I wish.
Yeah, but
yeah, you do. That's right. A lot of ladies do.
Oh, boy.
But a lot of ladies got...
But you didn't, right?
No.
Okay. Katie in Virginia. Lunchbox, you have 30 seconds to talk to her before you guess her weight. Are you ready?
Yep.
And go ahead.
Katie, how tall are you?
5'1".
What's your favorite flower?
Roses.
What's your favorite dessert?
Brownies.
And your favorite reality TV show?
Interesting.
Keeping Up with Kardashians.
Okay, and what is your favorite?
That's that time right there.
Oh,
all right.
No.
You've asked her some interesting questions. Can you name her weight within 5 pounds?
Yeah, she likes roses, the Kardashians. She's a brownie girl. She's only 5'1", and she wishes she dated me, so she's got to be hot. 134.
He says 134. Katie, what do you weigh?
130.
What do you got? Guys, I got
that
it.
That was close.
That's a close one.
Close. Close.
You said within 5 pounds. I nailed it.
He did get it right. That's good. Okay.
Come on.
Ooh, okay. Let's go to Danielle. Hey, Danielle.
Hi.
We ever met before?
No.
We sure haven't. Lunchbox is going to ask you some questions. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Where's she from? I didn't know where she's from first.
She's from Virginia Beach.
Oh, Virginia Beach. Danielle, how many times do you go to the beach a week?
Well, now it's kind of cold, so none, but typically maybe once.
Okay, and do you wear a one-piece or two-piece?
I wear a two-piece.
Okay, and how many kids do you have?
I have 3 boys.
And how old are you?
32.
How many times do you work out a week?
All right, thank you. Don't answer that place. Don't answer that question. Is that a time? Within 5 pounds, can you guess her weight? Go ahead,
yeah,
Danielle.
She sounds kind of like Danielle Bradbury, a little soft-spoken, tiny girl. She's had 3 boys, likes to go to the beach, and she's not afraid to show her body wearing a two-piece. 113.
He says 113. That's what do you weigh, Danielle?
112.
Oh!
Yeah! 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 Woo! Man!
Wow, 2 for 2.
Man!
Okay. One more.
You went little on that one.
Boy, she sounded like a little girl.
Okay.
Not a little
that
girl.
That sounds creepy. sounds a little creepy. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
What's happening with you?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So you are in North Carolina.
I am. I'm in Raleigh.
Now, you've heard this before. This guy claims he can guess your weight within 5 pounds. We don't know you, right?
Not at all. I'm so excited to see you. It's my first time calling.
All right. Hey, first time calling. Very good. Lunchbox, you're going to have 30 seconds to talk to her.
Yeah.
Guess her weight within 5 pounds. Go ahead.
What do you do for a living?
I am a trainer at a software company.
A what?
She's a trainer?
A trainer.
Oh, I thought she was going to say at a gym. How many times do you go to the gym a week?
5 to 6 days.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
0.
Are you married?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
4 years.
And what size bra do you wear?
Wait, 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 wait.
What?
That's a question. Come on.
What?
Come on. What's wrong with you?
Are you
come on.
You don't need.
Come on.
Need that.
What's her name?
Her name is Ryan.
Ryan, if you'd like to answer the question, we're here for you.
I'll tell you what my band is. It's a 32 band, but I'm not giving you my cup size.
Boom!
What 32 does band doesn't give you anything.
Why would you yell boom?
Yeah, it's like,
I got her talking about her bra.
Oh my gosh.
He's using it for his own personal. Okay.
And
now we're done with the questions. What? We're done with the questions.
So dumb.
What color is your panties?
Oh my goodness.
That I did not ask
nothing
that.
To do with her weight.
Oh, on, actually, man. It does.
Okay. Lunch.
You've never asked that before.
Hey. I have different questions every time.
Lunchbox, this is your last one. You get to guess her weight within 5 pounds.
Ryan from Raleigh, 32 band. Yeah, that's bra. Yeah, 137.
137, he says. Ryan, what do you weigh?
Oh, my gosh. That is my weight. I'm pregnant.
Yeah!
Wait, hold on.
Yeah. You're with
whoa,
child?
Whoa. How old are you? How much? What do you weigh?
I weigh 137.
Oh! Exactly!
Yeah.
Wow.
All I do is weigh. Doesn't matter.
Oh, come on.
And they stay there! And they stay there!
And they stay there! Okay, there it is. Hey, Ryan.
Yes.
You're pregnant?
I am. I'm pregnant with my first.
How about that?
Congratulations, yeah.
Thank
she
you.
Tried to trick me. She tried not to tell me she's pregnant. I said, how many kids? None.
Well, she doesn't have any kids yet.
She's got one in her belly.
Technically, I don't have any.
Yeah, about right.
How about that?
How about that?
Can't fool the king.
Can't fool the king. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Ryan, I appreciate you. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
I appreciate you.
Congratulations on that baby.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good day.
Is it boy or girl?
It's a boy, Baby Harrison.
Baby Harrison. You going to call him Harry?
That's what everyone keeps joking about, because our last name starts with a P, so would we call him Harry P? It might be kind of weird, so.
Harry P.
Would you?
Well,
I get it.
Well, oh, boy.
You and Lunch maybe are meant for each other. Yes, yes. Hey, I appreciate you. Thank you. Lunchbox goes 3 for 3. Man, nailed it.
I need a nap.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. He's exhausted.
Sure. Oh.
Sandy in Missouri is on. I'm very happy she called. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Where are you in Missouri?
DeSoto, Missouri.
Oh, love it. Used to summer in DeSoto.
Oh, I love it.
No, I've never been there. I just playing. I never summered anywhere. What's DeSoto near?
It's St. Louis.
Oh, we love St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
Love all of St. Louis. Yes, we do. All right, what would you like to say?
I just wanted to tell you, I'm a first-time caller, too, so I just love your show. I listen to you every morning. I listen to you on iHeart. I don't even have to have the music. I just like listening to you guys talk about everything. You just make my morning go when I drive every morning to my mom's.
So would you rather us just talk or just play music? If you had to pick.
I'll talk.
Us too.
I love you guys. I just love listening to you talk. I can relate to some of the things you say with Amy and her mom, and because my mom has cancer, and that's where I go every morning to take care of her. And then with my, son, your mom, had a problem, and my son has, too. So you just make my day, make me smile every morning.
It's very kind of you. Listen to this, Sandy. Let me tell you a story. Do you mind? You mind hanging out
no,
for a story?
Not at all.
Listen, this is what happened last night. So I moved into a new house, and so my doors in my old house used to be painted white. And so what color are the doors in your house, Sandy, inside?
White.
Okay, right. And when they're white and it's nighttime, you still see the doors when they're closed because they're white doors.
Yes.
The doors in my new house they're just wood. They're not painted white. They're dark. I'm not used to that. Last night, I'm going to the bathroom, walked right into the door, broke a pair of my glasses. I hit it so hard.
What?
Imagine just how you walk through an open door.
Yeah. Fast.
No regard to something in your... Boom! It scared me so bad that it cracked my glasses.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not good.
So, yeah, now I got to paint all my doors white. My house. that was kind of a shocker. So, that happened.
I understand. I've done that.
How you feel about that conversation? Would that have made you smile driving to work?
If I'm laughing, yes.
All right.
Yes. You guys just make me laugh. Everything. You make me smile, and I just love you guys. I think you're awesome.
How about this call? This is a good one. We should have it on every day. Hey, thank you. Have a great day at work. And I appreciate you sharing your story with us, too. It's very kind. How about we go to Amanda in Georgia? Hey, Amanda.
Oh, my gosh. Hey.
What's happening?
Not much. Just getting ready for work. This is awesome. Well, I love you guys. Hillary told me to keep it short. I just wanted to ask, what time are your tickets going on sale on Friday?
10 a.m., wherever you are. So beautiful. Whatever time zone you're in. Where are you? Where do you live in Georgia?
I live in Covington, Georgia. It's like 30 minutes from Atlanta.
Okay. Well, yeah, more dates for my stand-up tour goes on sale Fridays. Yeah, Bobby Bones Comedy, 10 a.m. wherever you are.
Yes.
Would love to see you out and about there. Hey, Lunch, somebody else wants you to guess their weight. Do you have one more in you or no?
Oh, man, you need me to get back in the zone? I feel like I'm already out of the zone.
Yeah, let me see what Lori's got to say. Lori.
Yeah.
Are you trying to get Lunchbox to guess your weight or no?
Yeah, definitely.
She's been sitting on hold, Lunch.
I mean, I understand, but...
It's okay.
How long you been on hold, Lori?
About 20 minutes.
Dude, come on. She's been sitting there for 20 minutes.
I mean, 20 minutes? I mean, where was she during the segment? Why wasn't she on the phone then?
I was on hold.
I mean, sometimes you get to play the game, sometimes you don't.
What are you going
to
do?
It's okay.
I mean,
come on, how long have you been listening to the show, Lori?
My first time to call you guys, so I'm excited I even got through.
Well, how long have you been listening to the show in your life?
A couple years.
Come on, man. A couple years.
I mean, do you really want me to do it?
I don't know.
Do
you really
want to
do it?
Oh! Whoa. Challenge!
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 Like, I don't know. I mean,
I'm not really a morning person, but I always get up for the show.
I'm standing up again.
Okay, standing up.
I'm stretching my arms. I'm stretching
Chase your
my
dreams.
Arms.
Chase your dreams. Chase your dreams.
Okay. And let's play the game!
Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about, Lunchbox!
Let's play that game!
Lunchbox will guess her weight within 5 pounds. Okay, hold on. Let's reset it. Woo. Lunchbox can guess callers' weights within 5 pounds just by talking to them. This is Laurie in North Carolina. Laura. Okay. Are you ready, Laurie?
I'm ready.
30 seconds go.
What's your favorite college team?
Florida State.
Oh, I didn't see that one coming. What kind of job do you have?
Huh?
Right now, I stay at home and take care of my kids, but I'm usually a waitress.
How many kids do you have?
4.
What kind of food do you serve when you waitress?
Good food.
I mean, is it down-home cooking? Is it like healthy food, salads? What are we talking?
Usually bar food.
Okay, and how many drinks?
Oh, I'm sorry, that's time. Yeah, a few questions. One, what's your favorite sports team? Which I'm not sure how that factors in, but you do your own thing. Within 5 pounds, can you guess her weight?
What was her name again?
Lori from North Carolina.
From North Carolina. She likes Florida State, and she has kids, and she usually is a waitress at a bar, so she likes that nightlife, not really getting up, working out. I'm going to say 205.
205. Oh. Okay. 205. Lori, what do you weigh?
I just gained 30 pounds because I have pneumonia. I've had pneumonia for like 3 months.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, so there's a wrinkle in this then.
Yeah.
Okay,
no, you didn't
That's
tell me
the only
that.
Reason. How in the world?
Wait, what? What'd you guess, Lunchbox?
I said 205.
Lori, what do you weigh?
206 right now.
Yeah!
Chase that dream!
Wow! Man! Woo! Lori, appreciate that call. Lunchbox, nailed it, dude.
Thank you.
Wow. This family finds behind their house a few kitties, and they're like, oh, look, little kitties. We pet the kitties. And so their mom was gone. So they take the cats in, and they pour them some milk. They're licking the milk.
It's cute.
Yeah. And so then they get bit by little kitties.
Oh, that's cute. I mean, that happens.
Little kittens.
Aww. Well, no, they're bobcats.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because they... They looked at the. Rawr. They said the tail.
Is everybody okay?
Well, yeah, they are. They're gonna have to get probably tetanus shots or something. Whatever those shots are, just in case.
Yeah, rabies.
Maybe
I mean,
rabies. That's
are
it.
Cute.
Well, you wanted those shots.
So they saw that the tail was small.
Yeah. So they saw. They started looking, going, "Well, these are bigger than normal cats. They're robust." And they saw their tails were bobbed. So they started doing research, and they go, oh, it's a bobcat, and it bit me. And so they ended up calling the animal care services, and they came and took them. And they said, yeah, they're straight up bobcats.
Oh, man.
You ever hear that story about the guy in Mexico that was on the beach and he found that puppy?
No. Tell me more.
Well, he finds his puppy. He's like, I love this puppy. He takes his puppy, pets puppy every day. He feeds puppy. Puppy
it's
gets
cute.
A little big. Takes it back home. Drives it back across.
Okay.
He's like, takes the puppy, takes it to his kids. His kid loves the puppy. Kid's like, oh. They name the puppy Spot. So they're playing with Spot. They got him from a Mexican beach. Puppy gets a little bigger. It starts growing weird hair. It turns out it was a rat.
A big rat.
It's a huge rat. When it was small, they thought it was a dog.
What? Is this a movie?
No, it's a Mexican
story. Is this an episode of Full House?
It's a Mexican story. Everybody knows it.
Most of the time, if Bobby's telling some story, I'm like, wait,
no,
did this happen?
Quiet Mike, you ever heard the story?
I think I've heard you say it before.
Yeah, but you ever heard of Anybody But Me?
No.
Oh.
It's Mexican folklore, huh?
You know where I come from. That story's passed around from generation to generation. Yeah. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. So I'm thinking about this. What if on Memorial Day, I have everybody over my house?
Okay.
I got a new house. There's a pool now. You know, is that a thing or no?
Yes. Barbecues?
Definitely
legit.
A thing.
But I can't go and have a big party and get everything ready, then nobody come. Like, that's my ultimate. I had a birthday party once. I'm going to tell you. I rented out the old gym in Mountain Pine, Arkansas. It cost me $25 and got a bunch of roller skates. I invited 40 people. 3 people came.
Oh, no.
To my birthday party. I'm still hurt by that. I remember 3 people came.
How old were you?
Probably 11. Oh. I saved up to pay for my own birthday party. And then I had the party and nobody came.
Okay.
And so I'm still weird. That's why I don't have people at parties. But I'm willing to do it if people come.
Okay.
We can't do another 11-year-old birthday party.
Okay. Yeah, we can't let that happen again.
I'll be permanently scarred.
Are kids allowed?
Well, it depends. Are we trying to have a sexy party or not?
Oh, yeah. Are we have DJ?
Or? Yeah. I mean, what kind of pool party is this?
I mean, I would assume. I mean, it's me. I'm the lamest person in the
world.
We
doing bikinis and DJs? And
but bikinis, you can still have kids.
Yeah, but I mean,
this,
real
this is not Spring Break MTV.
Oh, you're talking like string bikinis.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Eddie, you're married with 2 kids.
I'm just trying to define the lines here. Kids or no kids.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to bring my kids. I'll be there. But.
Well, let me just say that's on the table.
Okay.
I was thinking about it because I have to have everybody over at some point. And I think, what if we just did it on Memorial Day? And then Eddie could cook, be the girl king.
I am the girl king, so yes.
So there's all that. That's all. There's a new Bobby cast that goes up. It'll be up in the morning for sure. But Kimberly Schlattman came by the house from Little Big Town. And she's as pleasant sitting there for an hour as she is
she's
on
awesome.
Stage. So she talks about the time that she went into labor right after a show. She was in Phoenix. Ooh. Like weeks early. She had to have the baby right after a show.
I went in. They took me right in the emergency room. And I said to the lady, we just want to get checked out because we're going to go back on tour. And we have to be in Las Vegas in the morning. So, and she goes, oh, honey, you're not going anywhere. You are in labor. And then I really freaked out. I'm like, wait a minute, I have 9 more shows to do. I can't have a baby yet. And my mom is not here.
Yeah. In Phoenix, way early, the band had to keep going playing shows.
Wow.
She had the baby right after a show.
Wow.
So search for BobbyCast, subscribe, and that'll be up later today. We have a new one up every Thursday. She also talked about Boondocks and how, you know, that was their real first song to make it and still their favorite part of the show.
That's my favorite part of every single show, that
song.
Is
singing that part of that song?
Yes, because the crowd, well, the crowd sings that whole song, but at the end of that song, usually that means the show's just about over, and the crowd, they'll pick their parts and they'll sing it. It's so much fun.
So Kimberly Schlattman, episode 117 of the BobbyCast will be up later today if you want to check that out. So I don't know if this is dramatic at all, but so I hear that someone, there's a whole, you know how we do commercials on the show? We only do commercials if it's like right for us.
Yeah.
And so they were trying to get Amy to do a commercial, but they
ended up, I think that Morgan, number 2, was being offered for the commercial by our head producer, Morgan. She's okay. Like, I've been pushing Morgan, number 2, for this, which I'm all about, like getting her more stuff. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I had turned it down or I wasn't being considered or whatever, but I guess the client came back and they said, you know, we love Morgan, number 2 and all, but we'd prefer Amy because we need someone older.
Because Morgan, number 2 is 24.
She's 24.
Yeah.
So like,
and Amy's
I'm
30.
So like, but here's the thing. Sometimes emails are attached to a chain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I really should only see the part like, hey, Amy, they want you for this, right? But it was forwarded, so I could see all the correspondence. And if you scroll deep enough, it gets into the weeds about how, no, we really need Amy because she's older.
Oh, man.
And so I was like, okay.
So you're 36?
37. So I was just like, all right, you know, I gotta like just rip that Band-Aid off and consider the fact that I am going to now get certain commercials or spots or endorsements because of my age. and I don't really know what's going to happen with it, but I definitely scrolled down, and it was, and it wasn't the client saying it, because they're not on this chain. It's like salespeople, like some out of New York, and they're like delicately saying, like, Morgan number two is amazing, but we need old person.
Ooh. They said that? Was old it person?
Old person?
Depends. We all love Morgan number two.
Oh, she's reading it. She has it up. She didn't know I was going to talk about it, but she has it up.
Well, I know. I just pulled it up
she
as he said
it. She reads it every day.
No, I just got it last night. We all love Morgan number two, but she does not fit the demographic. She's too young. We need an older woman.
Older woman. Oh, Morgan number two, what do you say about that?
Then it says, will Amy please consider her?
Morgan number two, your thoughts? Oh, you mean your microphone doesn't work?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't really have anything to say. I can't really do anything about my age.
Yeah,
that's
no, she can't.
Me.
Yeah, it's not anybody's fault. It's not my fault. I was born, you know.
1981?
All the years before her.
Yeah.
Man.
Wow.
But yeah, I know. It's just kind of one of those.
Time marches on.
Time marches on, like reality checks of like, yeah, we are getting older. And I love my age. I'm not complaining. Mm-hmm. It's just that moment. Of like you realize in your job, I feel like I'm still relatable to the 20-year-olds, and like I'm not, I guess.
Yeah.
Because like I say, how about that?
Yeah.
You that know? Doesn't really change.
How about that?
Yeah.
I stay lit.
Oh boy. Okay. No, you don't though. There it is.
I mean.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
11-year-old kid in California found a wallet laying on the ground. Opens a wallet, and it is packed full of cash.
Cash.
Straight cash, homie. Tons of cash, credit cards. What would you do at 11, Lunchbox?
Take the cash and give the wallet to my mom.
What would you do now in your 30s?
Take the cash, give the wallet to the clerk.
But you would still take the cash?
Yes. If it's stacked full of cash, that means they can afford to lose it. If they're
that
just
doesn't
throwing,
always mean that.
If they're throwing their wallet on the ground, that means they can afford to lose it.
They probably lost it. So he gives it to the cops, and they track down the owner. And so he gives up the cash, the credit cards, 11 years old. They gave him a little reward. And the department posted a photo on Instagram of the honest young man and gave him a shout out for his nice work.
Oh, yeah, right. Shout out.
That's all. Come on. Yeah. This kid's making good decisions already at age 11. Better than you would make it. How old are you?
36.
Well, to that kid, that's awesome.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, today is May 9th. In country music history, today, May 9th, in 1975, Thank God I'm a Country Boy topped the charts.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, city folk driving in the
back.
Watch your steps.
Ah, Conway Twitty.
No, John Denver.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Woo.
Well, I got me a fine wife. I got me old fiddle when the sun's coming up.
1975.
Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Yeah. Do you guys think of Pauly Shore?
Yes.
Do you know that movie? Son-in-law.
Oh,
yeah. Keith Whitley in 1989, on this day in country music, died.
Just minutes ago, Metro Medical Examiner Dr. Charles Harlan released an autopsy report on Whitley. Dr. Harlan says Whitley died from an overdose of ethyl alcohol. He says the alcohol level in Whitley's blood was 0.47.
The smile on your face, you know that you need me.
On this day in country music, 1989, Dwight Yoakam hit number one with Guitar's Cadillac.
Yeah, man. Guitar's Cadillac. Hillbilly music. The only thing that keeps me hanging on.
Jam.
I used to watch CMT and watch these Dwight Yoakam videos. I'd be like, this dude is dancing. Look at those jeans all cut up. 1989. Today in 1989, Tim McGraw moves to Nashville.
Because I'm an Indian outlaw.
On his first day in town, he heard the song Indian Outlaw.
She's a Chippewa.
Became his first hit.
She's a one of a kind.
Wow,
also on this day.
What a day.
Yeah.
What a day.
Also on this day in 1992, Brooks and Dunn's Neon Moon hit number one.
Come on.
I spend most every night.
You want to play this one?
Yes.
The light of a neon moon.
Hey, happy May 9th. May the 9th be with you.
Huh? Oh, boy.
That works.
Yeah, yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Do you get sunburnt really bad or no?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Huh. I have to wear like SPF 70.
Oh, wow. Your newborn baby.
Yeah, basically.
The secret to curing your sunburn is milk.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Like, lather it up, bathe in milk or something.
Yeah, this dermatologist group says that a cold bowl of milk is your surest cure to a sunburn. How about that? I burn, but I don't ever go in the sun, so I really don't burn.
Right.
Because I don't. But what happens is I'll spray tan.
You think you're all tan.
And I think I'm all tan and, yeah, and ready for it. Nope, not so much. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go.
Billy Joel, 69 years old today.
Wow.
I know. I saw him a couple years ago. Him and Elton John. It was awesome. He didn't look a day over 63. But yeah, Billy Joel is 69. Lunchbox, I'll play you a Billy Joel song.
Okay.
Do you know Billy Joel?
No. All I can picture is when I think Billy Joel, I think Celine Dion's late husband. That's what I think he looks like.
Okay, kind of in his later years, yeah.
Oh, is that really what he looks like?
Kind of, yeah, now he does. Here, ready?
Oh.
Name the song. Billy Joel.
Oh, I know this one.
Go ahead.
Uptown Girl.
Wow.
Woo, I'm impressed. Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk. Close. All right, here's this one. Billy Joel songs. Come on.
Oh, Piano Man.
Wow. Wow. Look at this guy. It is.
Man, I know my Billy Joel.
Name this Billy Joel song.
Come on, man. Oh, it's easy.
Go ahead.
We didn't start the fire.
Three for three.
Wow.
There we go.
You act like you didn't know what that was.
Awesome. I did Billy Joel beginning. Fan.
Wow. I love Billy Joel.
We are running down the street. Everybody buying steaks because we all eat our meat.
Is that the words?
No, no.
Here's the thing. I didn't know he sang these until right now, but I know the name of the song, so I'm doing pretty good. I feel like
Billy Joel, 69 today. Watch, he's doing his arms like a ballerina right now, trying to get into the song.
Trying to feel it. What?
Yeah.
No Billy way. Joel. No way.
What?
Stop it.
What?
This is Shameless by Garth Brooks. You're tricking me.
Billy Joel wrote this song. Billy Joel recorded this song. Garth did it later. But yeah, here.
Oh. Well, I'm shameless.
No, it's the original.
Yeah, well,
it can't sound bad if it's the original. Yeah.
The original didn't make it.
It's just not what you're used to.
It's not what you're used to.
Okay.
I'll give you one more. That's four for four so far. Lunch is crushing the Billy Joel songs. Oh, this
that's
one.
A good one.
It is, right? This one makes you go.
Wow.
Ooh. Makes you feel good in your soul a little bit. Mm.
Don't go chasing.
Oh, no way.
What?
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
That's it. That TLC later covered it. Look at this.
Oh,
5 for 5.
I can't clap. What?
I never knew that was a... Yeah,
it is. It's a TLC song. Ended up being a Billy Joel. Yeah.
So did TLC cover it?
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
And I don't see you.
Should I just leave him with that?
Yes.
Yes. Let him talk to people about it later.
Hey, did you know that Billy Joel was TLC's Waterfalls? Crazy, Sexy, Cool, that album?
Use that on trivia.
Yeah. Chili Left Eye and T-Boss?
No, it's called Just the Way You Are.
Yeah. Well, it said Don't Go Chasing.
Time. It does, but other songs can use the same words as other songs. Here we go.
I take you just the way you are.
That's a saxophone.
Yeah, Kenny G.
Really?
No. Oh. Go share that at the store. Go. Yeah, when you have your peanut tacos today, your
tempeh
tacos, tell them at the counter about that right there. Yeah. Thank you very much.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Go over to Daryl in North Carolina. Daryl.
Hey, Bobby.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing? Well, I just want to call and give you a shout-out this morning for everything you do. 3 years ago, I didn't get into nursing school. I met you guys. You told me just to kind of keep my head up and keep on working hard. And fast forward 3 years, I'm graduating nursing school on Saturday.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy right here. Look at this guy. Na, 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 na. Look at you. Tell me more.
So I've already got a job as well. So as soon as I pass my boards, I'll be working ICU as a nurse. But my main goal is neonatal nursing. So then plan on going back to school and get my bachelor's and maybe my nurse practitioner as well. So,
look at this guy.
Every time I had a speed bump, just hearing you say, you know, keep your heads up, work hard, you're going to break these chains. And these chains are broken, man. And thanks to all of you guys, positive words and everything you guys do every day, day in and out. I really appreciate you guys.
We didn't do anything. This guy right here did it all.
Yeah.
I told you no, and you said no for now. That's it. No for now. Not no forever. No for now. Nice work, Daryl. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate you.
How about that? Is that right? How about that?
How about that?
Thank you. Hey, Cynthia in North Carolina, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
What's going on?
I'm heading to work right now, but I just wanted to call. I'm not telling you I don't want to see this morning, but I just got done reading the first book, and I just wanted to thank you for sharing the story, and I just say that I appreciate your fight and your grind, and I have a somewhat similar situation with the parent and addiction and all that, so...
It sounds like she's breaking up a little bit, or like the signal's bad. But you read my first book, is that what you're saying, Bare Bones?
Yes.
Oh, and you enjoyed it.
I did.
Oh, come on.
I'm a little late on the book thing, but I just wanted to say that I have somewhat of a similar situation. And so I just appreciate your fight and,
well, thank
and
you.
Your grind and all that.
Thank you very much. Very kind of you. We got another book coming out June 19th.
Crazy.
Not near as good, I'll tell you that.
But it's different.
What do you want from me? You know, I don't know if it's any good. I'm quite anxious about it. I'd prefer for it to be out. Has anyone read it yet?
No, that's why we can't
No,
say
you said you wouldn't give us an early copy.
I thought maybe I'd given Amy a copy.
Chapter one.
Oh, I gave her chapter one.
Oh.
And then she came and read the audiobook part. She's in the audiobook.
So she's further along than any of us.
Yeah. Listen, you'll be able to read this thing in 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Is that short?
It's like color by numbers, too. There's a whole, like, 20 pages where you... If you want to pre-order it, you can at fightgrindrepeat.com. Fightgrindrepeat.com. Because, you know, we'll see. But I got a book tour planned. I was planning out yesterday. Go to Wichita.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wasn't able to get up there for the comedy show. And go to St. Louis. Whew. I think. I'm not even sure. I shouldn't say that, huh? Hey, by the way, Bobby Cast, there's a new one that goes up tomorrow with Kimberly Slatman from Little Big Town. Just go over and subscribe. Search Bobby Cast on iHeartRadio or iTunes. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So with summer approaching and people planning vacations, I was reading this morning that beach vacations are bad for you. It's not good to go lie around and do nothing in the sun and float in the ocean.
Why?
Well, they say because it makes you... bored, causes anxiety, and you actually think about work while you're laying around. They think you should pack or plan an action-packed vacation.
I don't like the beach, but not for that reason.
Why?
I don't like the sand or the people.
The water.
The water. Yeah, sometimes too hot. Yeah. No, they're going alone. You know, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was reading this story about billionaires and comparing how much money they spend on a vacation.
Wait, that's my next thing.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
really? What?
Yeah, we don't even discuss this. But yes, I thought it was so interesting. So a billionaire planning a vacation to Bali or something is like us spending $1.11.
Well, what the comparison was to actual money prices. So $1,500 on something is like a dollar to them.
Okay.
So yeah, and they went through vacations, they went through cars, they went through houses. So... a house was like $77 or something.
That's crazy.
Renting a private jet to them is like us spending $66.
Come on.
Yeah,
that's an Uber ride.
That's the life right there.
Yeah.
All right, what
so
else?
Pretty crazy and sort of interesting. And lastly, men with strong grips are more likely to be married. So I didn't know the guys out of the room, like, who has the firmest handshake?
Well, I read that. It says that women like strong men, because it went a little deeper in that article.
Yeah, women prefer partners who show signs of strength, and that's what they want.
I don't shake hands with a lot of women, though. Maybe I should. Maybe that's the thing.
And squeeze real hard.
Like, right away, just, like, stick your hand out there and, like...
And try to crush her hand.
I have a different kind of handshake
though, when I shake a woman's hand.
Yes, I know it.
Is it more limp?
No, he does the two hand.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
yeah,
one,
that's right.
And then the one holding the wrist.
Well, on top of the hand a little bit. And I'm like, hey.
Is
nice
that
to
the
meet
feeling
you.
She has soft skin?
What?
Is
no, the... no. It's just, you know.
It's what Bill Clinton would do.
If I meet a dude and I shake his hand hard, and sometimes I shake it too hard, I go like, how are you? Because I'm pretty wimpy. But let me see your hand, Raymond. Like, I'll take it. No, don't. Whoa, easy there, big fella.
Whoa,
with that.
Meat hooks.
Yeah, shake it like you're Amy. Give me your hand. I'd be like, hey, how are you? And I put my hand on top of the
hand.
That's
it.
And then I give
it
a
little. What a move.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, baller. You do the little caress thing?
No, I don't do the caress thing. Only on Ray.
Oh, okay.
All right, there's your pile. Yep. Thank you very much.
That was Amy's pile of stories. The Bobby Bones Show.
This volcano in Hawaii, are you guys watching the lava?
It is.
Oh, it's crazy.
Unbelievable.
So I'm reading about lava, too, because I go, why not just stop the lava, put up a dam? Mm. But it's underground. It's more dense than concrete, so you can't stop it. They've tried to drop bombs at times when to even move the lava stream. It's so strong that there's really nothing you can do to stop it. You just have to wait on it.
Oh, man, I was thinking sandbags, but yeah.
Nothing works. One time in Iceland, they sprayed 1 billion gallons of water on it, and it stopped it temporarily. 1 billion gallons.
Wow, that's a lot of water.
And so there are, you know, 40, 50 homes that have been crushed by the lava.
And it's just crazy to see it. It's just going through the neighborhood. Like, it's just, there's houses, and you can see the lava block away. And some people are going back to their homes, and the people are like, no, you need to evacuate. It is so, that it's real lava. Like,
yeah, volcanoes seem very Disney movie to me.
Yes.
Because I've never really seen one, and the lava seems like a scary movie, but you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, the images I see, I'm like, wow, these special effects in this movie are amazing. Yeah. But it's not. It's real.
Yeah, it's fire and rocks under the ground, and it comes up when it wants to. Yeah, so we're not on Hawaii, but if anyone's listening over in Hawaii, man, that's crazy. I don't even know what to say. What do you say to... Like, leave? Where do you go?
You have to just get
you're
off
in Hawaii.
The island.
You have to go to your neighbors? It's not like you can drive to Wisconsin.
Good point.
You know what I mean? Oh, there's that.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Well, Lunchbox gets some weights today. Listen to that back on the show. Download it over at Bobby Bones Show on iTunes or on iHeartRadio. I'm actually flying to Canada. I'm speaking at a radio convention today. Or maybe it's a music. I don't really know. I don't know what I'm speaking at. Do I have any paperwork on that? Let me see what this is. Here, guys, let's find out together. I'm going to Toronto.
You should have researched this, but okay.
Yeah.
No, well, he has
way
time.
Be prepared.
Canadian Music Week. Bobby Bones keynote and panel. I arrive at 2 p.m. and I go to the ProdCon Rogers Broadcasting Room.
Okay, I don't know. What are you going to talk about?
Well, I have a keynote tomorrow. It says 11 a.m. keynote. No bones about it.
Ooh, did you come up with that?
I think someone did for me. That means I can talk about anything.
Cool.
It has my name in it. Yeah, no bones about it's the name of it. So there are no rules.
Man, you can talk about Full House. Yeah. Or
then
whatever.
I can go, hey, no bones about it. Yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm going up to talk. We'll be doing the show tomorrow. I'll be broadcasting from Canada tomorrow. Let's hope this thing works.
That's crazy.
I know. Is this our first international,
for this
connection.
Show. When I used to do the sports show on Fox Sports, Andy Roddick would be playing tennis in other countries, and he would be in England or in South America, and we would do the sports show nationally.
Oh, I kept trying to do it from Haiti all the time.
No, they didn't have a real... Amy's like, I got a can with a string.
No,
turn
legit,
me up.
Legit, on the same street as the orphanage, there's this radio station. I have no idea if it was functioning, but it had a tower.
I had no idea if it was functioning. Yes, but that's where I'm headed. What are you doing today?
Probably just normal kid stuff. Working out. Oh.
Getting better. No, don't work out. You're sick.
What?
You're coughing like crazy. Do not work out. Your strict orders not to exercise.
Ooh.
Did you guys hear her coughing?
Yeah.
All morning.
That's just got grounded.
That makes you, yeah.
I want to work out.
No.
Okay.
Do mind exercises.
Mind?
Yeah, get you a crossword puzzle and sit down and take some medicine.
You ever tried those crossword puzzles? They're hard.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. They are like almost impossible.
Can't say I do.
Well, they have easier, kid versions you could probably start with.
Tomorrow morning, Dustin Lynch in the studio. That'll be at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, then stuff.
What will it be in Canada?
I don't know. I don't even know what time zone I'm going to be in a couple hours. All right, got to go. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.